This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Everybody's got a story. Some are very extraordinary stories. It might be good for somebody to look into theirs.
Because a story is the shortest distance between two people.
Allison Downey curates stories for our ongoing series, The Living Room.
It's April, springtime in Michigan. And after 10 years here, I know that springtime might mean the occasional snowstorm in May, but generally, I can depend on seeing my driveway after months of being buried in white. The rivers are beginning to rush, and the lakes are filling, and my friends who are diehard fishermen have their poles and tackle boxes ready by the door.
I fish because it's really stinking fun.
I am Willie Jones. I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
This is Jeff Jones. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
My name is Colby Jones.
I take my boys fishing largely as an excuse to get out on the water and to get out in nature.
We don't usually catch big fish, though I have caught an 18-inch small bass. Thank you very much.
There's a saying that my mom or dad says you can catch 10 fish a day or catch no fish in 10 days. It's very, very true.
And there are those for whom fishing is not only an important family tradition, but a creative act. Michigan-based writer and fisherman Pete Marcus is in that category. The river and fishing inspire his work, and his writing is kind of a hybrid of fiction and poetry. He's got this tendency to say volumes with just a few words that he repeats over and over again. Words like fish, river, and Bob. Living Room producer Zach Rosen recently spent some time fishing with Pete on the Detroit River.
A lot of people say, where's Trenton? I say, well, if you're in downtown Detroit by the Hart Plaza, jump into the river, and eventually you end up in Trenton.
Do you write when you're here?
No. I fish when I'm here. The fishing is hopefully better than the writing, you know? I don't think I'd mix the two. I write about fishing when I'm on land and wishing I could be out on the river. So I'm out on the river. I don't need to do anything else. I'm good. Is it a good cast?
With the grace of a corpse. And they rip tide and let go. And I slide, slide, slide down river.
When did you start writing about fish?
I think the first time I wrote about fishing was I wrote a fly fishing story. But it wasn't until I started writing about these brothers who grew up not far from a river like this, and maybe it is even this river. And then I couldn't stop. And then the Bob book came out of that.
Was there ever a time that Bob wasn't on the river?
Bob would, he'd go into town to sell his fish. I know that about him. But pretty much, he was sort of like a fish in that everything he did revolved around the river. Bob fishes a different type of fishing than the approach we're taking here. Bob's on a boat. He's a handliner, which meaning he's not fishing with a rod. He's holding the line, the wire in his hand, and he's basically bouncing the bait in the deeper part of the river, in the channels. But Bob fished all the time.
Fish, you know. fish.
Sometime fish, but most of the time what Bob did with the fish was Bob sold the fish. It's how Bob lived. A boat, a river, fish, a man, Bob.
I just always preferred fishing at night because it's quieter, there's not as many boats.
Sometimes at night, when the fish are slow to bite, Bob looks up from the river and looks up into the sky for stars. Some nights, Bob sees how many stars in the sky he can count. One night, Bob counted up to 222. That was a bad night for fishing. That was a good night for counting stars.
Bob was certainly a fish at one point in his life. And I think I probably was too. There's got to be something that explains this sort of reverence and the way that the river definitely trips me up into a reverie every time I am near it. We might have a little nip. You see that? We got a little bit of some action there. Let's be patient this time.
Look at Bob's hands. His knuckles are rivers. The skin on Bob's hands, fish scale covered, they look like they've been dipped in stars.
My cousin and I used to fish. We used to fish up in Lake Huron. And we'd leave our rods out overnight. Sometimes we'd come down and the rod would be gone. How big was that fish that dragged that whole rod away? There's always something mythic about that fish, you know?
On a good night of fishing, on a bad night for counting stars, Bob can fill up his boat with more fish than there are stars up in the sky. Nights like this, Bob's boat is no longer just a boat. It is a constellation of fish.
Did you ever have fish, like at home? Like in a bowl or, you know, that sort of thing?
With my children, we always had a goldfish. It's a good way to teach kids about death. I remember when one of our goldfish died, my son was very kind of spiritually connected to it and very fascinated with holding it in his hand once it was dead. I've got a beautiful picture of him, you know, with the big old goldfish cupped in the palm of his hand and sort of, you know, looking up at the camera. Not exactly sad that it had died, but just, you know, knowing that it was a good fish. I just remember thinking that he was in touch with something pretty sublime and real. You know, I mean, what I think fishing and fish teach you about death is just that, you know, you're pulling up these fish and hopefully you're making use of them. They don't end up on the riverbank dead, but you're, you know, you're killing them, but you just felt like they were giving you back something that you had to respect, you know. And I was never of, you know, like, oh my God, I'm hurting the fish. It was just sort of what their purpose was. They were beautiful. I loved them. I loved catching them. I loved, you know, I was just utterly fascinated by them.
There is no such fish that is just a fish. Every fish is a beautiful fish. Everything that is beautiful in this world is a fish. The moon is a fish. The river is a fish. The stars in the sky, the stones in the river, the mud on the river's bank. Fish, fish, fish.
It looks like you're getting a tug here.
Let's not let her tug it into the water.
My name's Peter Marcus. I'm a writer from Trenton, Michigan, a town with a river running through it. When I'm not down by the river, I teach writing in the Detroit Public Schools as a writer in residence with the Inside Out Literary Arts Project of Detroit.
Pete Marcus is a 2012 Kresge Literary Arts Fellow. Tomorrow night, as part of Kresge's ArtX Detroit, you can catch an artist conversation with Pete. Information about that event is on our website, michiganradio.org. The Living Room is produced by Allison Downey and Zach Rosen.
Now go to sleep, you fishermen, and dream of rookies rising. Hemingway's too hard was just the fox to our surprising.